This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We've already prefaced this by saying that we want to have a conversation about Safe Schools program. Our goal, of course, is to ensure that every school in Victoria and Australia can be a safe school. To help us understand what's occurred overnight here in Victoria with a change of government tactics, I suppose, we've asked for a government representative, and we've been given Harriet Ching, who, by the way, happens to be the member for Eastern Victoria. That's the upper house member. She also happens to be the first out woman Victorian parliamentarian.
Yay!
Which is fantastic.
Which strikes me as extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And Harriet also is the chair of the LGBTI Justice Committee for the government. Are you there, Harriet?
I am. Lovely to join you.
Lovely to have you on air this morning. Have I missed anything?
I am actually also the Safe Schools Ambassador, so that's one of the roles that
wow.
I've been undertaking.
There you go.
Since we were elected, yeah.
That's fantastic news. So overnight we've heard reports that there has been a shift in the way in which Safe Schools program will be delivered and funded. Could you outline to us what this change is going to be and why it has occurred?
Sure. As we know, the Safe Schools program was initiated about 7 years ago, and until relatively recently it enjoyed bipartisan support. Now, as is most often the case when politics becomes involved, a whole lot of misinformation has arisen around the Safe Schools program and what it means and what it delivers, and at a federal level that was the subject of a review. The Victorian government has made the commitment to actually fund the original unchanged version of the Safe Schools resources, and they've been available on the Department of Education website for some time. And La Trobe University has been working to actually assist with getting the message out and assisting with resources support for the schools that have come on board to date. We committed to make sure that Safe Schools would be rolled out to all government schools by 2018. And in doing that and in making sure that those secondary schools have got access to that information, we've reached the next stage of implementation. And as with all other government programs that are delivered and funded by the government, the Department of Education can take that next step to make sure that we can keep going with making sure those resources get out and about and that teachers and staff and principals and also the community have got the support they need so that all kids and all young people and their teachers and communities can access this really important.
So, Harriet, the media response to this shift has been relatively positive. I do note in The Australian this morning that the opposition education minister, Nick Wakeland, has called to scrap the program. But apart from that, the media coverage has been positive. There has been some social media angst around this as well, and there have been calls to actually contact the education minister and lobby for him to keep it the way it is. Could you explain to us what really will be different?
Sure. The program will continue in the form that it is already being rolled out. So the Safe Schools program being delivered in 60% of Victorian government secondary schools will be the same program that is delivered to the remaining 40% who are yet to get on board. It's unsurprising that we're getting negative commentary on this in The Australian of all places. I don't think I've seen terribly much positive coverage of the Safe Schools program in that newspaper. And it's interesting that Nick Wakeling, the opposition spokesperson, has called for it to be scrapped, given that the last coalition government allowed these resources to continue to be made available before this became the political issue du jour that has raised so many blood pressures around the community for the sake of a cheap shot, I think, on political point scoring.
Yes.
Harriet Shing is our guest. She is Victoria's only out MP. Harriet, it's Pete. I'm just we've seen this week up in, particularly in Victoria's northeast, there's been a marriage alliance propaganda that's been presented to children on school buses and all sorts of things as Christmas gifts. How can we respond to that sort of anti-safe school propaganda coming from organisations like Marriage Alliance to try and sort of temper some of the fear that's being whipped up because of safe schools?
There has been an awful lot of misinformation and also mischief created at the expense of young people feeling safe and secure about being accepted for who they are. That's been one of the great tragedies in the relatively recent flare-ups and debates on the Safe Schools program. It's often labelled the controversial Safe Schools program, and yet we should all actually remember that this is something that was accepted by both major parties and indeed implemented by governments of various persuasions until such time as various lobby groups decided that they could gain some traction and perhaps some purchase in an ideological approach to critiquing this program. It's really important that when and as we get any protest around the program, and I get a lot of emails about this, and I do a lot of work on this, not just in my electorate, but through the parliamentary process, that we say to people, have a look at the materials, and they're all published on the Department of Education website. Things will not change as a consequence of the Department of Education taking this work within the government department itself. In fact, it will actually just give us a better capacity to provide that support to the communities. And we'll have a reference group that will be co-chaired by Rowena Allen, the Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, along
Great.
With...
Great. I was going to ask you about that, Harriet.
For education. Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that because one of the criticisms has been that by moving it into the education department, it will lose sight of its community base and its community networks. So by having this reference group, what you're doing is you're actually ensuring that the community continue to engage with the program.
Absolutely. I think that no program is as good as it could be where you don't have that community input. And one of the things that we are really keen to protect is the capacity for our communities within LGBTI Victoria to have that input, as well as making sure that people can continue to refine their understanding of the Safe Schools program and what it means, and that support can be made available to parents and to teachers and to the broader community as we proceed with it. This is not a new program. The decision to bring these resources and the program within the Department of Education, in fact, just brings it in line with all other government programs in that space, and we'll do it alongside the community. And as I've said so many times in Parliament, in various debates about the Safe School program, it's just so crucial to make sure that we don't lose sight of what that part of this, which is making sure that young people in Victoria know that they are okay exactly as they are, and that's an important message, and one that's not only crucial for young people now, but also for people like us who I know I wish I had safe schools when I was at school, and it would have made the world of difference to me. And I think there are a lot of other people out there.
So, Harriet, you're providing our
ages who feel the same way.
You're providing our listeners with an assurance that the integrity of the program will be retained, that the program will not change, and that it will continue to be overseen by a group of community experts and advisors who will keep the program honest and on track. That's great news to hear. The other concern that I've heard this morning is that a fabulous team of staff have been built at La Trobe University, and of course led by Ros Ward and the rest of the group. Could you tell us what's going to happen to that team?
Sure. La Trobe University continues to provide the government with a lot of support through a range of different programs, and that partnership by no means ceases to operate. We do look forward to continuing to working with La Trobe and harnessing the best of their expertise and their knowledge. But for the Safe Schools program, it's now about taking it to the next stage as far as the overreaching objective, which is to make sure that it goes out to all government schools. And in getting to that 60% of schools already being covered, we can see just how great that work has been from La Trobe University. And now we get to continue it now within the department by amping that up, whilst also continuing to make the most of that existing relationship with the university.
Harriet, Pete again. Just a question around... it's understandable that in sort of highly populated urban areas and major regional centres that this is probably going to be slightly easier. What will the department put into place from a training perspective so that when this is rolled out into some of those smaller regional areas that educators are equipped to be able to deliver the program as it's meant to be?
There'll be resources and assistance provided to not just teachers but to staff at schools on the key modules that are within the Safe Schools program. And again, this is something that has been done for some time. We've got a number of rural and regional schools that are on board, and in the same way that, sunlight is the best disinfectant for most things, I find, and giving people the right information as well as the connections that they can make with the department to keep being supported as the program is rolled out is really important. That won't stop under the Department of Education's management of the program from here. So it really is about continuing the very excellent work that's happened to date and making sure that in dealing with regional schools as well as those in and around Melbourne and also those at the very edges of the state, we can provide that resource and that support on the scale that's needed and with the resources that are often required for those remote areas.
I guess a supplementary point, I think it's easier to see homophobia more evident in some of those smaller regional outposts, and we've seen that this week again with Marriage Alliance up in Victoria's northeast disguising their propaganda as Christmas presents and giving them to kids. My concern is, as a kid who grew up in the country, is how we are going to equip small schools and small towns to be able to accept this as part of the curriculum.
Absolutely, and what we've made a real point of, not just as far as Safe Schools is concerned, but all government education programs, is that resourcing of our regional offices is absolutely crucial. So we've added extra staff in the course of being able to generally, to assist them more generally with being able to meet workloads and assistance, and that will include being able to provide resourcing and support to principals and staff throughout those regions where those additional staff are going. So there's an extra 50 staff going out to operate in regional offices, and that will also make a difference. But I know exactly what you mean when you talk about the difficulties for kids and young people in the country. Having those conversations is often really challenging. There's also often a need for ongoing support, and I get people coming to my electorate office and talking to me throughout Gippsland about the challenges of being either out or wanting to be out and not quite knowing how to do that or what the support is. And there's an awful lot of grassroots support that already exists, but it's about continuing that. And that's where, again, we're really, really determined to provide that level of support so that when the last schools are resourced to provide Safe Schools, they can also provide the benefit of ongoing support and assistance to students as they require it.
Harriet, we've really appreciated your time this morning, and we are quite heartened to hear that the Victorian Government's goal by making this change to the way in which Safe Schools is delivered will ensure that every school in Victoria is a safe school.
Hear, hear.
As the ambassador, I've got to say, it's absolutely my opinion to see that this is done well and this is resourced properly. It is too important to not do well, and it's too important to not resource
as required. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And you may not wish to comment on this, but I'm very concerned that there are a number of members of our community who are attacking the government on this change, but are actually allowing the opposition, who are calling to scrap the program, off scot-free.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.